Our call to worship is this verse from the prophet Isaiah. For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Come, let us worship the Lord. Congregation, our God is not a God who stands at a distance from us, aloof and distant. At Christmas, he comes and moves towards us in love. And here tonight, he greets us. He says, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father, from Christ his Son, through the mighty and powerful work of his Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome, everyone, to our worship service tonight at LaGrave Avenue Christian Reformed Church. Welcome to members. Welcome to the many visitors I see here tonight. Tonight is our annual Christmas carol service. It's the one time during the year we're led by our LaGrave Orchestra, made almost exclusively. There's a few guests, mostly members, 58 strong, and they sound wonderful under the baton of Dr. Rob and under the leadership of Dr. Larry. A tremendous amount of work has gone into all of this, and we are grateful to all of you for what you've already done and what you will do. This is also the evening, the one evening a year, where the minister gets to wear a sweater, where we dress down and wear festive Christmas sweaters such as this, which is wonderful. Though we may be dressed down, we lift our praises high. So let's continue to do that. John Watson will come and read a passage from the prophet Isaiah.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked.
The Coming by R.S. Thomas. And God held in his hand a small globe. Look, he said. The sun looked. Far off, as through water, he saw a scorched land of fierce color. The light burned there. Crusted buildings cast their shadows. A bright serpent, a river uncoiled itself, radiant with slime. On a bare hill, a bare tree, saddened the sky, many people held out their thin arms to it as though waiting for a vanished April to return to the crossed boughs. The sun watched them. Let me go there, he said.
A reading from Dietrich Bonhoeffer and the Gospel of Luke. When God chooses Mary as the instrument, when God wants to enter this world in a manger in Bethlehem, this is not an idyllic family occasion, but rather the beginning of a complete reversal. A new ordering of all things on this earth. As Mary said, He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch of their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior will be born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord."
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
A reading from Dietrich Bonhoeffer. This text speaks of the birth of a child, not the revolutionary deed of a strong man, or the breathtaking discovery of a sage, or the pious deed of a saint. It truly boggles the mind. The birth of a child is to bring about the great transformation of all things. is to bring salvation and redemption to all of humanity. As if to shame the most powerful human efforts and achievements, a child is placed in the center of world history. A child born of humans, a son given by God. This is the mystery of the redemption of the world. All that is past and all that is to come is encompassed here.
Reading from the Gospel of Luke. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken over the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
Mm-hmm.
The Lamb Was Bleating Softly by Juan Ramon Jimenez, a poem that describes the joy of all creation at the coming of Christ. The lamb was bleating softly. The donkey grew happier with his excited bray. The dog barked, almost talking to the stars. I woke up. I went out. I saw the tracks of the sky on the ground, which had flowered like a sky turned upside down. A warm and mild haze hung around the trees. The moon was going down in a west of gold and silk, like some full and divine womb. My chest was thumping as if my heart were drunk. I opened the barn door to see if he was there. He was.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Thank you.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. When the Magi had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So Joseph got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through his prophet, "Out of Egypt I will call my son." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious. So he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time that he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. "A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more."
Reading from the 4th century preacher John Chrysostom. "How shall I describe this birth to you? For this wonder fills me with astonishment. The Ancient of Days has become an infant. He who sits upon the high heavenly throne now lies in a manger. He who cannot be touched now lies subject to the hands of men. He who has broken the bonds of sinners is now bound by swaddling cloths. But he has decreed that ignominy shall become honor, infamy be clothed in glory, and total humiliation the measure of his goodness. For this he assumed my body, that I may become capable of his word. Taking my flesh, he gives me his spirit. And so, he bestowing and I receiving, he prepares for me the treasure of life. He takes my flesh to sanctify me. He gives me his spirit that he may save me. Come then, let us observe the feast. Truly wondrous is the whole chronicle of the Nativity. For on this day slavery is ended, the devil confounded, the demons take to flight, the power of death is broken, paradise is unlocked, the curse is taken away, sin is removed from us, error driven out, truth has been brought back. The speech of kindliness diffused and spread on every side. A heavenly way of life has been planted on the earth. Why is this? Because God is now on earth and man in heaven. On every side, all things commingle. To him then, who out of confusion hath wrought a clear plan, to Christ, to the Father, and to the Holy Spirit, we offer all praise now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Before I send you out of here and bless you, let me remind you that there are refreshments in our multipurpose room, which is down the hall and to the right. Cookies, other sorts of drinks. Many of the cookies have been homemade. So please join us for some good cookies and some fellowship after the service. And now go with the blessing of your Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.